Unit 1, page 11, part B situation. You are Zach Leung. You work as a trainer at a local gym. Your boss, Martha Au, has asked you to create a fitness plan for a new client. You will listen to a recording of an excerpt from Martha's weekly fitness podcast. Before the recording is played, you will have 2 minutes to study task 3 and the unit 1 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 2 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 2 of the Unit 1 data file.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of Happy and Healthy, the podcast that looks at all the different ways we can make our lives better. I'm Martha Au, the head trainer at Trainspot Gym in Wan Chai. With me, as always, is my friend Paul Chin, a private fitness coach. How are you, Paul?
Good, thanks, Martha. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. This week, our topic is how to design a fitness plan.
I bet that's something you've had a lot of experience with, Martha. So what are the steps you follow when you design a fitness plan?
Well, people design fitness plans in different ways. But for me, the first thing I do is find out what the client's aims are. I need to know their goals.
Yes, we need to know what our clients want and what they don't want.
Exactly. If you don't mind, I'd like to use my new client, a girl called Sky, as an example.
Yes, sure.
Well, Sky just joined our gym last week, and her main aim is to get slimmer.
Yeah, most of my female clients tell me that their aim is to get slimmer too.
Yes, but at the same time, Sky is also worried that doing exercise will make her more muscular, and she doesn't want that. She does not want to be more muscular.
Okay, so she wants to be slimmer, but not more muscular.
Exactly. She doesn't want muscles.
All right. So after finding out what your clients want and don't want, what's the next step?
Next, I would find out what the client's target measurements should be. By target measurements, I mean the measurements that they should have as a healthy person. For example, I'd need to know the amount of body fat that they should have in order to be healthy, or how much they should weigh.
Right.
These target measurements are different for everyone. It depends on your gender, age, height, etc.
Yes, of course.
My client Skye, for example, is a 35-year-old woman. For women in their 30s, 21 to 29% of body fat is a healthy range. That means she should target to have 21 to 29% of body fat. Skye is above 29% right now, so we know we need to bring that down.
But you're not going to bring that any lower than 21%, are you?
No. Having too little body fat isn't healthy either. However, in Skye's case, we also need to bring her weight down a little. For her height, her target weight should be 55 to 62 kilograms.
So you mean she's over 62 kilograms?
Yes, she's heavier than 62, but it won't be hard to bring her down into the 55 to 62 kilogram range.
That's good. I'm sure she'll be pleased that you're so confident, Martha.
Well, she's already quite fit, so it won't be hard to help her. What about you, Paul? Do you follow similar steps when you design a fitness plan?
Well, similar, but not exactly the same. I'll give you an example. My latest client is an older man.
That is the end of the listening component of Part B.